The streets in Brooklyn's Little Haiti are quiet after many people stayed up most of the night desperately trying to connect with loved ones. Since the news broke, the Haitian radio station Radio Soleil de Haiti in the heart of Brooklyn's Little Haiti has been where the worried come to wait. Phone calls go unanswered. Don Roche has been trying to get through to his 80-year-old father for more than 24 hours.
Any number you're trying to call and they say, I'm sorry, this mailbox is full. And it's all over when you're trying to call. You know, when you're trying to call, it's all over.
Inside the storefront radio station, the community listens for any news coming out of Port-au-Prince. Between calls from the Haitian diaspora here in New York, Radio Soleil de Haiti broadcasts news live from Port-au-Prince. Station director Rico Dupuis says the news is all bad.
That is enough to just erase Haiti from the map, and there was a big risk that could happen. So it the degree of to which Haiti survives is a function of the implication of the international community.
Here, Haitians are ready to do what they can for their impoverished and now shattered nation. Dupuis asks all to do what they can.
We need all the support, all the help we can get. So all too often we stand very passive to appeals for help. So I'm asking whoever's listening to me right now, please fight against any tendency to be passive.
But that is for another day. For many, still no word from relatives in Haiti. Esperanza Janine is alone in New York.
I need to lose my mother, my sister, even my family in Haiti, just me in New York.
Radio Soleil broadcasts to the large Haitian community in Brooklyn 7 days a week. Dupuis says he hopes the station will continue to act as a conduit between Haitians in New York and those on the quake-shattered island. Nathan King in Brooklyn, New York, for VOA News.